sharing. The old man stood on the stage, his robes reaching almost to the floor. He looked as though he had been transported from a monastery in 12th century China. His head was larger than most, and his short gray hair made his big face seem even bigger. He stood erect, yet relaxed, and I suspected that he was older than he appeared. As he spoke, a young woman translated his Mandarin words into English. I sat amazed at the depth of his thoughts and the clarity with which he spoke, even through translation. He offered insights without pomposity. He laughed often, and once he cried. The people around me listened quietly, absorbing his ideas, or at least storing them for consideration later. As I gazed around me, I felt I could have been among a group of monks listening quietly, instead of an American audience in casual clothes. His talk flowed effortlessly, except to pause for the translator. It seemed to me he spoke in a monotone, but my mind was alive with his ideas, and my heart was full. I wondered if he shared his thoughts in this way frequently. Almost as if the man had heard my thoughts, he paused, and the translator spoke into the silence. Even for 10,000 ounces of gold, I would not sell the way. But I will give it for free right at the crossroad if you can hear my sound. That talk occurred more than 2 decades ago, but I still remember his words. I can still see him on the stage, and I can still feel his presence. I've heard many talks before and since then. Some were by teachers, others by clergy, hundreds by television personalities, and thousands by newscasters. Through years of school and college, I listened to many speeches and lectures, some of them brilliant. Why do I remember this particular talk more clearly and more often than any other? Why do I not recall most of the thousands of other talks I have heard?